The Siddhartha Lee, continuation of history and physical. Patient O'Donnell, O.D.O. N.N.E.L.L. Thomas, D.H.O.M.S. Date of birth 9/1/1946. Date of service 11/2/2019. 11/2/2019. Place Future Care Charge Village. While in the hospital, patient presented with abdominal pain and vomiting. Has a smaller obstruction, exploratory laparotomy done, has a complication, required splenectomy, and intra-abdominal hemorrhage. Initially, G2 was removed, but subsequently it was placed in the OR again. And he was started on TPN. And wound vac dressing over his midline. Patient was monitored in the medical service along with surgical team in IMC level of care. Subsequently, wound vac was removed. Midline wound showed evidence of fat necrosis. He was taken to the OR again on October 9. For wound debridement and vac change on October 13. Endocrinology also followed the patient along with nephrology for persistent hyponatremia, fluid resuscitation done. He was diagnosed with SIADH and sodium chloride tablet given. Subsequently, patient developed fever. He was hypotensive. Rapid response was called and patient brief period while in the emergency team was called. He was given IV fluid bolus and started on levofed. Patient was managed in the ICU. He was on requiring vasopressor. IV antibiotic started. PICC line was removed. They put a new right femoral CVC. Repeat CT negative for intra-abdominal process. He was weaned off. Vac change October 25 and transferred to the medical floor on 10/28. He has a clogged J-tube, IR consulted, and for GI exchange, for GJ exchange, gastro, duodenostomy exchange, IR consulted, GJ was exchanged on 10/29/2019. Ceftriaxone was subsequently switched to the levoquine to complete 7-day course for Klebsiella bacteremia. After stabilization, patient was subsequently sent to subacute rehab.
Hello? ਨਹੀਂ ਵੈਸੇ ਪੁੱਛਣਾ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਸਿਰ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਾ ਫਿਰ ਦੋ ਹਜ਼ਾਰ ਪੁੱਛਣਾ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਗੱਲ ਮੈਂ ਆ ਜਾ ਦੱਸੋ ਕੰਮ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਆ ਜਾਂਗਾ ਇਨਸ਼ਾ ਅੱਲਾ 6 ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ 5-6 ਦੇ ਦਰਮਿਆਨ ਨੋਟ ਕਰ ਦਿਆ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਅੱਲਾ ਕਰ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਇਨਸ਼ਾ ਅੱਲਾ
When I saw the patient, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. Past medical history. Coronary artery disease. thyroid dysfunction, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, prostate cancer, tonsillar cancer, medication upon discharge, Tylenol 650 Q6 hour, PRN, vitamin C 500 mg daily, collagenase local skin ointment, for the abdominal wound, gabapentin 300 mg TID, melatonin 10 mg at night, metoclopramide 10 mg 3 times a day, morphine 2.5 ml into the tube every 6 hour PRN for severe pain, multivitamin daily, sodium chloride 1 gram 3 times a day, zinc sulfate 220 mg daily, levothyroxine 150 mcg daily, Lipitor 80 mg daily, Astilapron 20 mg daily, Colace 100 mg BID, vitamin D 2000 units daily. Nervous system, no headache, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no diarrhea, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, physical, patient awake, alert, lying on the bed, vital, stable, next line, head edema, cranomphalic, next line, neck supple, nasality, next line, lungs, bilateral, onchi, next line, heart, asthma, next line, abdomen, soft, feeding tube in place, no rebound, no rigidity, extremities, no cough, tenderness, neuro, he's awake, alert, lying on the bed, assessment, patient admitted, small bowel obstruction, next line status post, exploratory laparotomy, next line status post, splenectomy, next line intra-abdominal hemorrhage, post-operatively managed, next line hypothyroidism, next line bacteremia, treated with antibiotic, next line hypotension, improved, next line history of tonsillar cancer, next line history of prostate cancer, next line history of coronary artery disease, next line history of hypertension, history of diabetes mellitus, allergies, patient allergy to codeine, penicillin and lisinopril cause cough. Plan of care will continue all his current medications, follow-up labs, CBC, CMP electrolytes monitoring closely, GT feeding, and further management of plan as per patient condition on daily basis.